Hachette Audio presents Shapeshifters, A Journey Through the Changing Human Body, written by Gavin Francis, read by Thomas Judd.
Chapter 1. Transformation. From so simple a beginning, endless forms most beautiful and most wonderful have been, and are being, evolved. Charles Darwin, On the Origin of Species. There's a park near my medical office, lined with cherry trees and elms, that undergo beautiful annual transformations. If there's time on my commute, I'll stop at a bench and watch them for a few moments. Winter brings storms, and the last few years have seen several of the tallest elms blown over. When they fall down, tearing up their roots, deep coffin-sized gashes open in the earth. Around Easter, the branches thicken with a green so enchanting I see why some imagine it as the colour of heaven. The blossoming of the cherry trees in spring strews the grass with petals, and to take a stroll beneath their branches is to be feted in pink. The summer air feels ripe and dense, barbecues are lit and babies play on rugs in the shade. Acrobats teeter over ropes strung between the tree trunks. But my favourite season is autumn, when the sky feels high, the air pellucid and brittle, and heaps of crimson, auburn and gold gather around my feet. I've been appreciating this park for around 25 years. It's adjacent to the medical school where I trained. Aged 18, in the first year of training, I walked through drifts of those leaves to a biochemistry class that I've never forgotten, a lecture where I had something approaching a revelation of the intricacy, the interconnectedness, even the wonder of life. It had an inauspicious beginning. Projected on the wall was a complex diagram of the hemoglobin molecule. The tutor explained that the chemical which binds oxygen into red blood cells, known as a porphyrin ring, was essential both to the hemoglobin of blood and the chlorophyll that traps the sun's energy in leaves. Thanks to porphyrins, she said, life on Earth as we know it is possible. Up on the wall, the molecular structure resembled a four-leafed clover, with porphyrin leaves interlocked in an architecture of almost Gothic complexity. Cradled at the core of each of the four leaves was a lava-red atom of iron. When oxygen binds to the heart of each leaf, she explained, it reddens like an autumn maple. When oxygen is released, it darkens to purple. So far, so biochemical. But this isn't a static process, the tutor added. It's dynamic and alive. The binding of oxygen transforms its cradle. The stress of that transformation pulls a tiny atomic lever which bends the cradles of the other three, encouraging the take-up of more oxygen. This was the first revelation of the elegance of biochemistry, as startling as it should have been obvious.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?